Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whoever thought Kentucky and Duke would be such strange bedfellows? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Forever, Kentucky and Duke have been about as far apart in basketball philosophy as one could imagine. The Wildcats had a legendary program under Adolph Rupp, who was a known racist vowing to never integrate his team. Kentucky edged Duke in the 1966 Final Four with the Blue Devil star Bob Verga suffering from the flu. So it was Rupp's Wildcats that played and lost to Texas Western, the first college team to start five blacks in the national title game. Over the next 20 years, Kentucky was in and out of trouble with the NCAA under coaches Joe Hall and Eddie Sutton, while Duke was up and down but did lose to the Wildcats in the 1978 NCAA championship game. Then, of course, the hate spewed out of Kentucky from the 1992 East Regional Final when Duke won on Christian Leitner's miracle shot after the Blue Devils' bad boy should have been thrown out of the game for stomping on a UK player lying on the baseline. So the programs couldn't have had a more diverse history. Kentucky of the SEC getting anyone in school and going on probation twice, while Duke of the ACC kept its squeaky clean reputation intact. Little wonder they almost never played during the regular season, meeting only in more classic NCAA tournament matchups. That's why what has happened lately is so strange indeed. Seven players off Kentucky's last team turned pro early. Three Duke freshmen declared for the NBA draft, giving Coach K and his program a total of 7-1 and done since 2011. Kyrie Irving, Austin Rivers, Jabari Parker, and Rodney Hood, and most recently Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, and Tyus Jones off the 2015 national champs. They now have a close-to-parallel problem to solve. Go get more great players, show them they know how to get them to the NBA in a hurry, and restock the rosters after the underclassmen who used their college notoriety on the biggest stage to raise their pro stock as high as it would be. For Kentucky, it only failed once when the Wildcats followed up a Final Four with an NIT. Now Duke will be put to the test next season after losing three freshmen and four starters and being left without a point guard in its program for the time being. Yes, Kentucky and Duke, ironically, are doing it one way, while almost all other college programs are still building from the bottom up. This is Archansky. See ya.